Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the feebly minded, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua and Danielle. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the flask and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is, if you can only hear one song for the rest of your life, Bohemian Rhapsody or Ring of Fire? Say Joshua.
Yeah.
Have you ever fell into a burning ring of fire?
I am going to
go down,
no,
down, down, but the flames went higher.
They went higher? Wait a minute.
They went higher.
Oh, I don't understand. Danielle.
That's me.
Have you ever seen the silhouette of a man? Scalamoo, Scalamoo. Can you do the Fandango?
I don't even know what the Fandango is.
Thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening. Mamma mia. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I'm getting those lyrics wrong.
I am pretty sure
it doesn't matter. You know the songs that I'm talking about. Yeah, what do you want to hear for the rest of your life?
So when you say what you hear for the rest of your life, is this like anytime music is playing, like you're at the dentist's office, you're in somebody else's car, it's just the same song on loop?
But it's
okay,
not,
but
the,
it's not like in your head. It's when you hear music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like anytime music is played, that's all you hear.
Well, if you would let me answer.
Sorry, Kamish.
I would tell you. It is when you hear music, but here's the twist. It's whatever style and artist that you're listening to, they're just singing that song. So if you're listening to like a country music station, you're still hearing, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody over and over again, but it's different singer, you know, different pitch, but the same lyrics and the same song.
Oh, I think you're making this kind of fun.
I don't know, dude, because, I mean, if you think about Bohemian Rhapsody, there's something magical about the Queen version of that. Would you want to hear Demi Lovato do Bohemian Rhapsody or Maroon 5 do Bohemian Rhapsody?
Nickelback.
Well, let's hope we wouldn't listen to Nickelback anyway, but...
I'm a huge Nickelback fan. It's all
just,
I listen
to. Just so you guys know.
Yeah, just so you know. Bad Religion would do Bohemian Rhapsody, like, but it'd only
or
be 3
Ring
minutes.
Of Fire.
It'd only be 3 minutes long.
Right.
Because they're a punk band.
Yeah, yeah. How do we deal with the length of it?
I think it would be the same.
What do you mean, how do we deal?
They're
Bohemian Rhapsody is like 10 minutes long or some shit.
They're going through the whole thing.
But what if the song they're singing it to is only 2.5 minutes long?
No. They're singing. It's not a different song. They're singing Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's in the style and voice of whoever's singing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
So I mean, if you listen to like a an R&B station, you're going to hear Bohemian Rhapsody or Ring of Fire in sort of like slow jams, but different people's voices over and over and over again. If you're listening to like Throwback Thursday,
now wait a
it's
minute
just gonna...
now. In that R&B station, can you name out some specific artists?
Yeah,
for me?
Well, how familiar are you with the R&B?
What style are they going to be?
Genre?
Like none. Like I'm super white. Like I have no idea. No.
Well, I think that Ring of Fire would be less obnoxious on this one.
You think so?
I think because the song is so simplistic, I think it could translate to a lot of different styles.
But, okay, counterpoint, and I'm not advocating either way, because I haven't made up my mind, but counterpoint, Ring of Fire, very repetitive. So even when you're listening to it, you're still just hearing the same thing over and over again, whereas Bohemian Rhapsody, there's like 10 minutes of different music.
Are the arrangement is different to fit the style as well?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Like the trumpets or horns or whatever that are in the the Ring of Fire version that I'm accustomed to, the Johnny Cash version.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Johnny Cash.
Wouldn't have the horns in it, if it was, I mean, unless it was ska, but if it was like the Whitney Houston version,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
What would it have exactly been in the Whitney Houston version?
Synth, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Clearly.
The Kenny G version would be instrumental, but you know that shit's on soprano saxophone.
And long notes that he'd like breeze through.
Now, you guys know that he doesn't play the saxophone. He plays the goddamn saxophone. Like that guy.
He's,
oh,
he's so sexy.
Yeah,
he's so sexy with that hair.
Yeah.
Oof. He's like a classy Weird Al Yankovic.
Is that right?
Isn't Weird Al a classy Weird Al?
Yeah, I know. He's pretty...
a little bit. I'm just saying, in pure looks, like gangly white guy with weird hair. Yeah. Na-na-na-na.
Oh my god. Fair enough.
So, okay, wait a minute now. This is only things you hear?
Only... What do you mean, only things you hear?
If you try to sing something, will the words coming out of your mouth be whatever you choose?
Yeah. No. No. Sorry. So, yes. No.
Yes. No.
Okay. What's the answer on that?
No. Everything you can only So the premise is you can only hear one song for the rest of your life, which means if you sing a song, it's got to be one of those two.
But will
because
it,
you're
will
hearing
it...
what you're singing.
But it'll be in the tune of whatever you're trying to sing?
Yeah. If you go to karaoke, everyone is singing one of those two songs.
Oh, Jesus.
Do they know they're singing one of those two songs?
No, they think they're all different. They think that everybody thinks this is super normal in this like weird world that we live in. Everybody thinks it's super normal, but you know, like, this is weird. They're all singing the same song over and over again in different styles.
Interesting.
Hey, Danielle.
Yeah. Hey, Joshua.
Just since you are the most musically inclined of the three of us.
I am.
can you tell me what Row, Row, Row Your Boat or Happy Birthday would be like with the lyrics of one of those two songs?
Well, I just assume you're just going to hear... Like, just hear that song no matter what.
Chris said you hear yourself when you sing. So if you're trying to sing the Happy Birthday song, you will sing Ring of Fire or Bohemian Rhapsody because you will hear yourself.
Right.
But I would think you would do it to the same tune, so you don't add those
songs. No, different tune.
Oh, to the Happy Birthday
song? You do it to the tune of what you're trying to sing, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, so what's Row, Row, Row? It's like Row, Row, Row. So is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in the landslide, no escape from reality.
Oh, Jesus, that is awful.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
I'm glad I didn't volunteer for that.
Listeners, I am very sorry. We might edit that out.
No. I think we
should. No, we're not editing. No, fuck no.
We're keeping that shit. Okay.
Listeners, I'm very happy I got him to do that for you.
God, that sucks. I mean,
yeah.
This is definitely...
That doesn't equally suck, though. I'm, again, advocating for Ring of Fire because of its simplicity.
Yeah.
See, I'm going the opposite way because I feel like Ring of Fire, because it's just basically somebody saying Ring of Fire over and over again, no offense to Johnny Cash...
He's dead. He doesn't mind.
Oh, too soon, buddy.
It was like 10 years ago or something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, too soon. It still hurts on the inside. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody, there's a lot of song there, and it's really different depending on what part of the song. So, like, you could actually... I don't know. There's a lot of difference in that.
There's a lot of variety in the different styles within that one song.
Whereas but that doesn't matter for this.
But this is. But one thing to
like
keep.
If you're hearing Paparazzi or something, it's going to be just with the lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody. You're not going to get all those changes in the song. It's just going to be in that style.
Oh, I'm confused. I thought they were just singing the song with, you know, just an arrangement adjusted to the style of music, not singing the tune of something else, but with the lyrics, because that doesn't make sense.
It's an arrangement adjusted to the style of music.
Okay,
it's
not.
So it'd be like an an EDM version of Bohemian Rhapsody, a punk version of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right. A metal version.
Yeah, and you know that even within those different musical genres, they're going to have some ebb and flow the way that they do in the
original.
It's
lots
not going to be all the
same,
you know, straightforward.
Just because I wanted to check, can I just tell you guys, I was really close on the lyrics.
That's good.
No. Do you want me to read them to you? I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramoo, Scaramoo, will you do the fandango?
You weren't very close.
I was definitely close.
Well, you'll be able to.
You just said a grand total of like 20 words, and I'm gonna say you got 5 of them wrong.
What? No, I got most of them. We're gonna go back in the tape. I'm the tape.
You'll be able to tell. It's like when you tell people to call in, Chris. Call in right. And let us know what the right lyrics are.
Yeah, you guys should call in to this live show that we're doing. I'm going Bohemian Rhapsody because I feel like that's going to have enough variation that it's not going to be the same song over and over again, whereas Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, like over and over and over again. Like,
there are slightly more lyrics than that.
No, it's basically like Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire. Oh, man.
I think I go the opposite way for the exact opposite reason.
Yeah.
We're already to a point where the majority of our music is pretty much just made by algorithms anyway.
Sweet.
Like, so we're all accustomed to hearing really simple, just basic repeating shit. And so just give me more of that.
Well, I mean, think about what you listen to when you're driving in your car, Joshua. You listen to podcasts, and then you listen to, like, really poppy stuff.
I only listen to our podcast over and over and over because I'm hoping to get
that
sweet
Taylor
podcast
Swift.
Money.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I listen to a pretty, I don't want to say a broad variety of music, but I listen to a lot of the same bands over and over, but I mix it up a bit genre-wise. I listen to punk, I listen to metal, I listen to electro, I listen to a ton of classic rock, I listen to other stuff, and I mean...
Wait, you don't think I have a variety of musical tastes?
I think you have a variety of musical tastes, but I think that on a daily basis, the music that you listen to is within a more narrow scope.
Taylor Swift.
You look really disappointed right now, Joshua.
No, I'm not. Let's unpack
Uh-oh.
This later.
Whoa.
It's because he hears
I'm totally
me
listen
to the same stuff when I'm showering in the morning. I'm like,
no, guys,
I need
marital strife.
I know, right?
This
I need to
tough.
Listen to something motivational when I get out of the shower.
You listen to the same thing in the shower every morning on this shitty, tinny USB speaker, and I'm asleep in the other room, and all I can hear is just this high-pitched whatever the fuck.
What's the song? What's the song
the
that you listen to in
the
shower?
The other day, though, I was listening to Thin Lizzy when I was in the shower, and I
came
up.
Wow, interesting choice.
And Josh was like, will you shut off the guitar wankery? It's like, it was a fucking direct quote. Shut off the wankery. I'm just like,
that's what it was.
I'm like, the boys are back in town, you know?
Well, the boys need to leave town while I'm asleep, goddammit.
I've been trying to listen to music more quietly since then, but I'm still like a teenager, you know? I need my rockin' tunes in the morning to get me up out of bed.
I do the same thing. I need some Have a Great Day jams,
yeah,
you know?
Jams.
What are your Have a Great Day jams, Chris?
Like, I don't know. What I have a whole playlist. No, not necessarily.
Is your playlist called Have a Great Day Jams?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's so great! I love that.
Do you want to know? Hold on, I can tell you what's on my Have a Great Day Jams
Is this
playlist.
Is a playlist that you put together yourself specifically for
yeah.
like, the morning time? Look
yeah.
at you, that's
like,
inspiring.
Me and my beard.
Me and my beard. That sounds like
Let's
I have
go homebrew.
A female friend and I'm gay.
No, right?
No, you just have a very lustrous beard.
Let's see. Some Marvin Gaye, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Oh.
Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh, nice.
Let's see, Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Here Comes the Sun on the Highway to Hell.
Right. Some Bryan Adams.
What song?
Summer 69?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Okay. I'll
Mr.
Let that
Jones
go.
By Counting Crows.
Oh,
some
Counting
Beach Boys.
Crows.
Good Vibrations.
No doubt.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I Want You Back by Jackson 5. Some fucking like Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Oh, I've even got some Elton John.
This is like Van a lot Morrison. Of like radio hits you've got on there.
Yeah. This is like top 40 like
from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
No doubt.
Anyway, but all of these would be Bohemian Rhapsody. Just yeah. really upbeat.
Good job bringing
and
it back
I'm okay
around.
With that.
No doubt.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know what.
So I'm voting. I'm going Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm definitely going Bohemian Rhapsody just because of the amount of variation in it. Just like Chris,
exactly.
I mean, hearing it in the traditional manner, hearing it done by a bunch of different styles, there's always going to be that sort of variety. I mean, it's going to suck, and it as someone who really yes. loves music more than almost anything else. It makes me so sad to not be able to have like such a broad selection available to me, but at least I've got different styles and different artists available to me, and the feel of each iteration of the song is going to be different enough depending on who's performing it that hopefully that will keep me from like crying in the corner because I can't listen to, you know, yeah. other rock and roll.
That's kind of where I'm at. Yeah. Joshua, what are you feeling?
I feel like if I pick Ring of Fire, then I'm going to get shit for that whole conversation earlier about me having a variety of musical tastes, because it sounds like I don't then.
Right, because all you want to hear is somebody saying Ring of Fire over and over
but
again.
But maybe what you need for music is different than what Chris and I need for music.
I mean, maybe what you need for music is like just like Taylor Swift saying Ring of Fire over and over again.
Do you think we can convince her to sing that for me?
Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, Ring
That's
of Fire.
That's not quite doing it. I know you know the lyrics to that song, and I know you know that there are more lyrics than just the title.
Yeah, there's Flames Go Higher. That's it. Ring of Fire, Flames
we
Go Higher.
We have heard
fire,
the Social Distortion version of that song. So there's one.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have heard that cover.
It's
was
not good.
As good.
No.
Not as good.
I'm not a huge Social D fan anyway, but...
Joshua, so you're thinking Ring of Fire?
No,
I mean, you're outvoted no matter what.
I'm going to go in the spirit of solidarity.
Solidarity.
I'm
going to
go Bohemian Rhapsody.
Aww.
Because I want to hear a like 70s rap version of it.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be amazing?
Like Sugar Hill Gang version.
Re-envisioned by Bob Dylan.
I want to hear Selly Cell rip out Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow, yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I want to hear Baby Metal do it.
Baby Metal, yes!
Oh god.
Or one of my favorites, Asian Kung Fu Generation, since we're going to Japanese bands.
All now, right. would they sing it in English? They have to, right?
I'm thinking they would sing it in whatever language they
originally sang. Yeah, I'm okay with different
languages. But, yeah. I mean, that song has a lot of kind of foreign words anyway, so I'm thinking a word like Scaramouche, if it's a foreign word
it's
already,
gonna
it's going to
be Scaramouche. Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed some music. Which would you choose? You can email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at @TorgPodcast. Just use hashtag FlamesGoHigher. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends, and do us a favor, please rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.